What's going on, Joe?
As a bowler.
The marks on my card always said, needs to use time wisely and talks too much. Kind of got that one a lot.
I've been there, Joe.
Yeah, got that
needs
one.
Needs to apply himself.
Hey, Joe, this Vanderbilt loss will not go down easily, given that the Doors finally bust out offensively and look like they're in prime position to pull off the upset, right?
Yep, you know, you go to halftime tied at 28, and you know, you can go back to obviously the fumbles were a major, you know, contributor to the loss, but I wonder how different things might have been if on Vanderbilt's opening drive of that third quarter, they march downfield 12 plays, 81 yards, but have to settle for the short field goal. They don't get it into the end zone. You know, had they scored right out of the gate to go up 35-28, you just wonder if things had been a little different. But the last minute of the third quarter really kind of wrecked everything with the short field and then a touchdown and then a fumble on a kickoff return and a quick touchdown, and then it was kind of off to the races at that point.
Joe, Georgia Tech was one of those teams. You have to tackle them when you have the opportunity or they're going to make you pay with about 20 or 25 more yards.
Oh, yeah, they ran through quite a few tackles through the course of that game and some pretty sure tacklers on the Vanderbilt defense that weren't able to wrap guys up a couple of times. And you know, it's such an interesting offense in that spread because you can't just devote all of your time to one thing or one element because they have the ability to pass to Thomas as well, and we saw that. So, I mean, it is a prolific offense and very difficult to defend.
Joe, it looked like Tech used the triple option a little less than they usually do, but whatever they did, how impressive was quarterback Josh Nesbitt and fullback Jonathan Dwyer, who had 186 yards on 22 touches?
You know, I think the really impressive thing, Mark, with Nesbitt is he just doesn't seem to make the wrong read. He almost always picks the right place to go, whether it's to go ahead and give it to Dwyer when he sees that hole or to keep it in pitch. He just doesn't seem to make either a wrong read or a really big mistake. And Dwyer's terrific. He's faster than you think. He runs strong. He weighs 230. And certainly, I think, has an opportunity to play at the next level. And he doesn't fumble the football. He is just a very steady, solid runner.
He looks like David Garrard.
He's big and he's strong, isn't he? Mm-hmm. It's an impressive offense. They've got so many little weapons they can throw at you with the slots. The blocking schemes are difficult. They're a lot of times you'll see it's almost like defenders are trying to step over guys. You know, there's just a mess of bodies there that guys have to work their way through to make tackles. It's a real challenge.
And for the Vanderbilt side, the freshman running backs really continue to impress. A big night for Zach Stacy and another touchdown run back for Warren Norman.
Warren Norman's now one of the few players in conference history to run three back for a touchdown in one season. When he hit that one Saturday night, it was over before he got to midfield. You could tell he was going on that one. Zach Stacy, I think, was a very pleasant surprise. I didn't think he's been having that nagging ankle injury, which he's probably going to have surgery on after the season. He looked 100% Saturday night. He was fast. He made great decisions. That's the exciting thing about the future. As disappointing as this year's been, to think about guys like that who are going to be around a while, that's a lot to look forward to. You know, unfortunately, I guess the worst news coming out of it is Larry Smith might be done for the year. The hamstring injury is apparently a tear. They say he's going to be able to get back in the final 3 weeks. So McKenzie will start at quarterback at Florida, and that would move Jared Funk up to the number two spot on the depth chart. But, you know, and the sad thing about it for Larry is he was playing so well in that game. He'd gotten off to a terrific start with a great opening drive. He made a great 40-yard run that he got hurt on. You know, that was the sad thing, but hopefully he'll get that thing healed up and be ready to go.
Coach's show tonight?
Coach's show tonight at 6:30, and we've been having great crowds over at the Commodore Grill. Well, I'm sure we'll have the World Series on in the background and just hope everybody will come out and join us. And I do want to congratulate doubles team Charlie Jones and Adam Baker. They won the doubles event down in Alabama this weekend. They beat the number one ranked team in the country in the championship match. So congratulations to them.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Okay, guys. See you later.